Production. Recorded live.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in. This is the Beyond 50 radio program. I'm Daniel Davis. On the program today, we're going to be talking about diet. That's right, finding out ways that we can actually help slim up and feel good. But we're not going to be talking about the conventional way of changing what it is that we eat or what we do, but actually trying to retrain our brain. That's right, usually sometimes, or for the most part perhaps, putting on that extra weight is usually a result of how we feel psychologically about ourselves. Well, if we could get to that source and see about turning that around, what would that kind of look like as far as our psychological as well as our physical health? Joining us here on the Beyond 50 radio program today is author of the book Lighten Up. It's where you train your brain to slim your body. How to stop dieting and enjoy lasting weight loss success. And I'd like to welcome to the program our brain trainer, guest Holly Stokes. Holly, thank you for joining us here on the Beyond 50 radio program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You bet. Now let's talk about what it is when you talk about training your brain. What do you mean by that?
Well, many of us might recognize negative brain patterns. For instance, a craving can be a negative pattern. These patterns are actually wired into how our brain functions. And so when we recognize these negative patterns, we now have the tools to actually change them. And very much like setting up a new habit or setting up a new thinking pattern.
Ah, so now when a person decides, I just want to know, for instance, how much of weight gain or maintaining weight, especially after you went on to a diet and you seem to rebound back to where you were, how much is it really psychological?
I think it's about 80% psychological.
80%? Wow.
Right. What plays into that is not only, you know, the habits that are obvious to us, for instance, overeating or snacking at the wrong time, but also mentally how we perceive foods, how our brain images foods for us, how the feelings and associations we have about foods, and as well as even more complicated mental habits from the deeper mind.
Oh, okay. So now tell us how this program that you're talking about here on training your brain and your book Lighten Up is different from weight loss programs that are available out there.
Sure. Many weight loss programs focus on the food aspect. It's about telling you what to do, what foods to eat, what foods to avoid, which is important. But most of us don't really have a problem with knowing what to do. So most of us know that we could be healthier by eating more fruits and vegetables, but knowing what to do usually isn't the problem. It's in following through where we really get stuck or find ourselves not motivated or procrastinating. So my book and my programs really focus on this mental aspect of what is the healthy weight mindset and how you can begin changing these old negative patterns with food and weight, emotional eating, stress eating, changing those things so you're not in the same old pattern of struggle, allowing it to be more comfortable and natural to be your ideal healthy weight.
Now, you talk about, especially when you take a look at a lot of the weight programs out there, people participate in it, and then sometimes they'll find themselves, you know, 3-6 months later, perhaps, back to where they started before and frustrated. What is it that they do where it seems to be almost a self-sabotaging behavior?
Right. Well, and, you know, a lot of diets are kind of have a short-term focus. So when people start a new diet, they think, okay, I'm going to, you know, really kind of really discipline myself. I'm going to restrict what I'm eating, and I'm going to do it until I've lost X number of pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. And then when they start experiencing results, they think, oh, I can go back to, you know, how I was eating before. There's a lot of problems with diets, but part of it is that people are almost suppressing their cravings or using their willpower. And then later it comes back because their mind hasn't really changed the underlying patterns that created the weight in the first place. They haven't really changed the mental habits. They haven't addressed the reasons that we overeat, the emotional eating, the comfort eating. So until you change those things, you're probably not going to experience lasting success, and you'll probably continue to find yourself almost fighting against yourself in trying to maintain a weight or stay on track with a diet because the mental patterns behind the habits haven't changed.
Now, as you talk about this in your book about how we think, it's usually tied to our emotions, and it's pretty common knowledge, or so it seems, that you know, a lot of times weight gain or even severe weight loss, depending on how you view these things, are wrapped up in our emotional makeup. But a lot of times we attach ourselves to that. But the truth is we're not really our emotions. You know, that's just our reaction to our perception in our world. Is that kind of like a core of how we can approach this?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the pieces. And there's a few... kind of a few layers to this if you identify with kind of layers to our emotions or layers to these habits. So it can be as simple as, you know, the food associations that we have. For instance, what do you think of when you think of pumpkin pie? What do you think of when you think of Thanksgiving? So our foods have actually come to represent emotions. And for instance, when you were rewarded as a child, what kinds of foods were you rewarded with? Well, as an adult now, our mind has created these categories with foods, these associations and meanings and even feelings with foods. And now when we think of, oh, I've had a good day, I'm going to reward myself, our mind goes back to those same foods that we experienced as a child. So there is this, you know, awareness of, a lot of times when we're eating to change feelings rather than really eating the things that could nourish and support us and that are really good for us. So part of the brain training tools I do is to help people learn to identify these categories and giving the mind new tools, new focus to be creating new categories so that you're not, you know, constantly reaching for comfort foods when you feel down. You can create that connection internally rather than having to go for the food.
Now, it's quite interesting because what you're describing, it sounds like people get into these circular habits, if you will. Now, talk about what a habit is, how it's created, and how that can be changed when it comes to what we're talking about here.
Right. The brain is actually made up of a lot of different neurons, nerve cells that create pathways between these cells. So you might envision it like a fisherman's net, where the cross pieces that are connected in this net would represent these links in the brain. So when we think a thought or learn something new, these nerve cells in our brain are linking together, much like a chain in a net, in a fisherman's net. Over time, the pathways that we repeat become more preferred, and it increases that pathway. So, for instance, in learning to tie our shoes, the first time that we learned to do it, it probably took, you know, it took a lot of effort and focus, but now it's so automatic we don't even have to think about it. So over time, it's this repetition that turns this thought pattern or this new learning pattern into a habit until the point that it becomes automatic. Mm-hmm. And so at the brain level, we have these automatic patterns that are firing pretty much all of the time because, you know, as we've learned to navigate life, a lot of these brain habits have become so automatic, like our language patterns, even our emotional patterns can be wired in as automatic habits. For instance, a way that you might connect with this, when you reach for your checkbook to pay your bills, what kind of feelings come up? So those are like stress habits that we can have in different areas of our life. Well, the same applies to our food situation, our food choices, our food preferences. All of these things are kind of preset or wired into our brain. And now we have the tools to actually change it very quickly.
Now, in your book, Lighten Up, you talk about how people should focus on what they really want. It's quite interesting, as you mentioned, about the checkbook. You get particular feelings that come up when you're going to pay a particular bill or however it is you're going to spend your money. And a lot of times what we don't realize because we get so used to it is there's a lot of this self-talk. It's like this little monkey mind is going crazy, and we tend to become slaves to that. Is this a way that we can kind of still that, pay attention to it, and actually change it?
Definitely. And just as you mentioned, a lot of times this monkey mind is running automatically. I refer to it as the peanut gallery. You know, if you ever find yourself second-guessing yourself or, reaching for a certain food and then, the guilt, why did I do that? That's one level of understanding or being aware of these mental patterns that are going on in the brain. And once we have awareness of them, then we can start to begin changing them. In fact, a good example of this is for most people, what do we think when we see ourselves in the mirror? Are we giving ourselves positive thoughts for the day? Are we thinking about how great we look? Or a lot of us, we've learned to pick ourselves apart when we're in front of the mirror. So if we have these negative thought patterns, how do we feel from these thought patterns? How do we feel when we've been criticizing ourselves? Typically we feel down, low energy, lack of motivation. So by paying attention to these mental thought patterns and habits, you can begin to start changing them and increase your energy, your focus, your motivation.
Now, you also describe that emotions can also be layers. It could be something that goes way back and that you should actually challenge these emotions layer by layer. How does a person do that?
Well, the first piece is the awareness. So recognizing that, these mental thought patterns are playing or identifying, what you're feeling. And I think possibly as in our culture, a lot of us have learned to bury our emotions, to ignore them, to avoid them, to not feel them. And so over time, some of these emotions can get buried. And if we're not, processing them, looking at them, what is it, where did it come from, it's almost like it can get stuck down there. So that's stuffing the emotions. In fact, this was one of some of my clients had recognized this in the book. I open up chapter 4 with, I realized that I had been eating my emotions. So it's almost like trying to change an emotion rather than really addressing and processing the emotion and identifying where did it come from, what is it telling me. A lot of my clients had recognized that they had been going for foods just to change their emotional state. So until we change those patterns, that old habit of emotional eating is going to continue to get in the way. But with these tools of awareness, you can start to identify what they are, recognize them for what they are, and then move beyond them so that you're not only passing up, changing the old food habits, but as a person, you're feeling better in who you are, more comfortable with yourself, and, with a greater ability to navigate life.
Now, talk to us about how people will use the book Lighten Up and at what level should a person just say, well, the book will be enough, or whether or not they need to take the next step and actually sort of have a weight loss coach, if you will.
Right. Well, the book, I hope people actually, in the very first part of the book, I tell people if you read the book cover to cover and skim through it, you'll get the intellectual information. But if you don't take the time to actually apply the tools that are outlined in the book, the intellectual information isn't going to help you. So in the book, I give you tools that you can start use to working with yourself and changing these mental habits, these emotional habits in your brain. So I hope that people will actually take the time to go through the exercises and begin making those mental shifts. The other thing that the book does is, and this is a common myth in the weight loss world. People think, well, weight loss is the same for everyone. It's just eat less and move more. Well, not necessarily. It can be very simple to very complicated. And in the process of going through and identifying your habits, your patterns, both at, you know, the eating level, but also the mental and emotional levels, people will begin to identify where they are in that range of simple to complicated. So if your challenge is simple and it's, you know, just changing a few habits or associations with food, then you'll find that the book is probably all that you need to just begin making a few mental changes. If your situation is more complicated, you'll be able to find the root of where that comes from, and as well as create the awareness around why you've been struggling so much with weight loss, or why it seems impossible for you to stay on track, stay motivated, or maybe you've dieted and the weight has come back. It'll really give you the awareness and understanding of your situation and what you can do to move forward.
Now, when we talk about habit, we talk about how people really struggle when it comes to weight loss. They may jump from one program to the next. It's really quite unique to realize, first of all, there are certain things that trigger our motivations. Talk about that a little bit, because it seems like as soon as you become aware of that trigger, that thing that makes you respond in a habitual way, that seems to be like the first thing that you can go, wow, I didn't realize I had some control over that, and that you can change your association. Describe what that's like.
Right. Motivation, you know, a lot of times we think of motivation and we think it's kind of like an on-off switch. The truth is we have a range of motivation. So some days, and it's kind of the certain level of motivation that we feel dictates whether or not we follow through. So I refer to this as the action, thought, feeling cycle. A lot of times, you know, as coaches or personal trainers, you know, the motto is just do it. Well, that's great for people who already have the healthy weight mindset, but it doesn't work as well if you've got some of these underlying pieces working against you. So the way to, you know, identify or help boost your motivation is to know where your motivation is now. And motivation is really a feeling. It's almost like our unconscious mind is summing up the pros and cons of what we want to do, and then we have a feeling about it, a feeling about do we really want to lose weight or how hard we think it might be to fit in the exercise or to eat things that are good for us. You know, all of that stuff gets summed up, and then we have this awareness of how motivated we are. So things that we can do to increase our motivation, part of it is that changing these mental thought patterns. So if you're giving yourself, you know, positive encouragement, positive focus, positive feedback, you're going to feel more motivated. If you're feeling guilty or, you know, kind of questioning yourself, oh, why aren't I just more disciplined, or calling yourself names or labels, then of course you're not going to feel as motivated. So part of that is the mental patterns, paying attention to those, and where your mind is focusing, where you're putting your focus. Is it on moving forward, or are you berating yourself for not having done enough or not having been, you know, more strict with what you're trying to do? So does that clarify that point?
It actually does, and I think it's really a thing for our listeners to pay attention to, because when it comes to setting goals, you know, whether it is that you want to try to lose weight and become fit, or if you're just, you know, it's not that you're overweight, but you just want to become fit, you want to get to the gym, you want to start exercising, a lot of times we find ourselves kind of getting off the path of our goals. It's almost as though there's this vision of, once I go to the gym, I'm going to look like this, but then, you know, a week, two, three, 4 weeks pass by and you realize, geez, I don't feel like I've gotten any further than I did when I got started. Then all of a sudden, a slew of things begin to happen and you get back to where you were before you even got started. Or it could be one of those moments where I'm going to go to the gym and, until all the conditions are right. I'm going to procrastinate doing that. In fact, just the other day I was talking with someone who had one of those little iPods, and we got into talking about the iPod. He says, yeah, I got this, and then I was going to, mainly I bought it because I wanted to start jogging. And I said, well, how's that working out for you? He says, well, I got the iPod, but I never really started jogging. And what's funny about that is that we'll sometimes do that. I'll do that when this happens, when I get that, you know, new pair of running shoes, for instance. And you think, what is it that we do to ourselves that causes that kind of procrastination? Well, we know sincerely this was a goal that we really wanted to approach and achieve.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that point up. And, you know, we can be really clear at the conscious level of what we want, where we want to be. Mm-hmm. And then this motivation, this overall feeling of how motivated we are, is actually summing up what we hold in our unconscious mind. So, for instance, you know, our feelings about exercise and fitness, it's not just about, you know, consciously what we think of exercise and fitness, it's about our whole past history. So if we've experienced forced PE marches, if we have a history of being forced to exercise when we didn't want to, or this idea that it has to be hard and sweaty and difficult, how motivated are we going to feel? All of this history goes into kind of the memory file or the category file in our unconscious mind, and then we have a feeling about it. So until we change those underlying feelings, changing that underlying association, we're probably not going to be as motivated, you know. So it's really interesting how we consciously, at the conscious level, we get it, we know what we want to be doing, but it's really kind of these feelings that get in the way of whether or not we move forward.
And that's so true, because you see people who become successful and then, you know, it could be because it's just simply something they love to do. Well, you think, well, how do you get to that point where you have that passion? And that's something that we can all actually achieve, isn't it?
Yeah. And part of that is, you know, the awareness, being aware of, okay, how motivated are you? What feelings are operating for you? What feelings are operating against you? The same with mental patterns. What mental patterns are helping you move forward and be successful versus which ones are taking away from your energy?
Outstanding stuff. Now, talk about how people can actually find their book. And I also understand that there's a companion CD set that people can also get as well.
Great. Yeah, I have my website is www.lightenup.me. And something new I've just created on that website is a 30-day free program. So you can actually go online to that page, lightenup.me, and sign up for the 30-day program, and you'll get daily email support with little tips and tools. On that same site, lightenup.me/book, you'll find my website page that talks about the book, what's in it, a little video clip from me introducing the book, and it will also point you to the 6-part audio course. And the book and the audio course operate a little differently. The book is great for identifying your habits, your patterns, you know, these emotional pieces that can get in the way, and even beginning to recognize what's going on in the unconscious mind that's either working for you or against you. So it's really a cognitive approach, you know, an awareness approach, and you get some tools to really begin changing that for yourself. The audio set, what I noticed in working with my weight loss clients in running classes and also working one-on-one, is that there are 6 common themes that people need to address to really create or step into that healthy weight mindset so that weight release and weight maintenance is bit more easy and natural. So this 6-part series is guided visualizations to begin helping your brain change those old thinking patterns and focusing on where you want to go. So part of it is identifying with who you will be as your healthy weight self, changing those old categories of foods. Like I mentioned, we have these associations, these histories with foods. So when your brain begins to make new categories and you set it up to prefer the healthy choices, it becomes much easier to stay on track and follow through. You'll find yourself reaching for an apple rather than a donut. And it's really quite fun because people really notice that difference. And then, of course, motivation for fitness, which I explained, if you have that past negative history, it can be hard to be motivated, as well as addressing, you know, underlying reasons at the deeper level of your mind, your unconscious mind, things from your history that may have caused you to gain weight in the first place, or those underlying reasons. It's a gentle and effective way to release that. And there's a couple more in there as well. But you'll find that those details on the website, lightenup.me.
Now, Holly, could you give us an example of someone that you worked with, or maybe a couple of examples where, as they followed through with the program, how they expressed their inner workings to you as far as how it's changed?
Wonderful question. And it is a little different for everyone. So some people, what I love about working with clients are these aha moments,
right,
you know, where something that they have struggled with so long, or they didn't seem to be able to stay on track, and they would think, oh, I'm just lazy, I'm just undisciplined. Finally, they get to, oh, this is the thing that has been getting in my way. And once it's changed, it's such a sense of relief. One of my client stories, you know, she had recognized that this idea of dieting and weight loss was a sense of just really restricting. It was a sense of there wasn't freedom, you had to make yourself do it, and the sense of, you know, being deprived, not being able to have what you wanted. Well, after we changed kind of the categories in her brain, like, you know, these foods that represent reward and comfort and things like that, and really helped her internalize a sense of freedom in being able to choose what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the core of how I work. I like to give people this internal cue or this internal sense rather than finding it in foods. So once that was in place, she came back the next week and she was like, wow, this was amazing. I didn't have to make myself do anything. It was just easy and natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed the healthy foods that I was choosing. So that was that's always a lot of fun to see those leaps and aha moments.
Mm-hmm. I know there was an example some time ago. There was a friend that I had ran into, and it was really a surprise because at first I didn't recognize who it was. And as we got to talking, you know, you kind of stand there and you're talking with somebody, you really can't remember their name, and you're hoping something comes up and it triggers, who is this person, okay? What finally hit me, once she said her husband's name, I go, oh. And then I went, wow, okay, this is a woman that lost close to 300 pounds, okay?
Wow.
And it was really interesting because at that particular time, I understood what she was talking about when we're talking about the context of what we're sharing with our listeners here today. But she simply said that, well, you know, there was a point that she was, I can't remember what she was doing, but she was involved in law. Now, I can't remember if she was a lawyer, whatever the case was. Well, anyway, so she had this long talk with her husband, and he says, you know, look, you know, I'm retired. We're doing pretty good for money. Why don't you just go do what you've always wanted to do, you know, what you love to do? And she says as she began to engage in that the weight literally just fell off all by itself. And literally, you couldn't – and I remembered what she looked like before. And I was just really amazed, but I said, you know, I understand what you're talking about, and it's quite amazing how that happens.
Right. Yeah, that's great. It's, you know, that idea applies when we let our true self and our true passion shine through, other things in our life can simply fall into place.
Mm-hmm. Now, Holly, if you could, for our listeners, go ahead and give out your website again.
My website is www.lightenup.me. And, yeah, I really encourage you to go online and sign up for the free 30-day program. And from that program, you'll get, you know, pieces of what's covered in the book as well as some nutritional help. There are really two pieces. The The one, the most important piece, I think, that isn't being addressed is this mindset piece. But then it's really about, you know, making better food choices and, you know, making healthier choices rather than just eating less.
Oh, very good. The book is Lighten Up, Train Your Brain to Slim Your Body. Our guest today, Holly Stokes. Holly, thank you for joining us here on the Beyond 50 radio program.
Thank you so much, Daniel. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. We encourage you listeners, take that step. Pick it up. It's simple enough. Lighten up. That's right. Sometimes I think we need to do that more often than we actually do. We'll find results to be miraculous. We also encourage you to visit us at our website at beyond50radio.com. That's the number 50, and sign up for our free weekly e-newsletter. We'll have this book and a hot link there for you so you can find out more about it and get started. We thank you for joining us. I'm Daniel Davis. This is the Beyond 50 Radio program. Remember, live your day past halfway.